I'd like to begin with a vort. And I'd like to attach it to something that we said several years ago in this year. And Bez Hashem Yisborach, I will remember the other thing I wanted to say as well. Right now it is eluding me. We are up to Ashrei. But tonight, instead of Ashrei, I'd like to preface. I do believe that one of the things I wanted to say was that because of this year, I had an incredible davening over Yom Narayim. I believe that's one of the things I wanted to say. But there was another nekuda of something that I saw which really grabbed me. It grabbed me. But Bez Hashem Yisbarach will come back to me. On Shabbos morning in Shul, I spoke about three inventions. Okay? Three inventions that are mentioned in Parshas Noach and Parshas Bereishis. Inventions. And these inventions, I had incredible hashgacha finding these three different things. Incredible hashgacha finding these three different things. And I think they are directly connected to something that we discussed at the beginning of the field. Okay, so I'm going to start off by mentioning that we begin davening with Adonai Olam and with Yigdal. I want to read something to you that I don't know if we ever mentioned here in Shir, because somebody told it to me after Shir. I probably said it to you a week later. I'm not even sure if I understand it completely. The Eliyahu Rabba, one of the great Achroinim, quotes, somebody who has Kavana at the beginning of Adon Olam, Kosov Birach Chosid, Rav Hai, Rav Shviragoy, Oravani. Oravani means I am a guarantor. It's a very strong lashon. Bedover, Shetfiloso Nishmas. If you begin with Kavana, when you start Adon Olam, which we've joked about somewhat tongue-in-cheek, that people don't even say it anymore. Forget about beginning davening with Kavana. If you start off that way, Shetfilaso Nishmas, your tefillah is heard. If you ain't Sutton Mekatrik, the Sutton doesn't fight, meaning he doesn't have the koyach. If you ain't Sutton Upegarab Barosh Hashon of Yom Kippur, Bitfiloisov, and your enemies fall away. You can even control the Yetzirah. You have Kavana during Adon Olam. What's going on? Okay, we'll come back to this after we discuss the three inventions. If we have time at the end, I want to mention what happened to my grandchildren because of this sheer. Invention number one is the invention of the bricks that were invented by the Dor HaFloga. Says Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld that the bricks that were invented by the Dor HaFloga saved mankind from incredible labor. Why? Because prior to that, to build a building, you had to take stones out of mountains, dig them out. Then you had to smooth them out to create some type of uniformity so that you could put one on top of the other and you can make a building. After they discovered the ability to burn bricks in a kiln, however they made the bricks, they could make the bricks uniformity by putting them into a form to begin with. It saved them a lot of time. And they were able to then make buildings. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, what did the people of the world do with this extra time? What did they do with it? They had extra time. What did they do with the bricks that they were given the ability to utilize and build with? What did they do with them? What did they build? They built the Dor HaFloga.
Yeah,
they built a tower to go rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They used the gift that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them to destroy the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the Rav of Yerushalayim near Atika, when the Prime Minister of Czechoslovakia came to visit, they afforded him great kavod because they were the representatives of the Czechoslovakian community living in Eretz Yisrael at that time. And he asked to speak to Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. They sat down and spoke, and when a person would sit down with the head of a state, what did the Gaon Hadar speak to him about? God. And he told them that your achrayus as a leader of people is to teach them not to believe in koichi oitzem yodi, that my strength is what created everything, but to teach them that when you build the bricks, remember that God is the one that gave you the idea, and don't build the bricks then to go destroy the relationship with the bayrei. Okay? First invention. Second invention. Noach invented the plow. I was not aware of the fact that Rav Palm, Zatzal, the first vort I saw accidentally, Altazashgocha, I picked up this new publication of one of the many publications we have here in the shul, like in all shuls, from Pirchei, and they quoted something from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, or my friend brought it down, I looked it up, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, my hero, and that's what he said. Then, Rabbi Shuman Shlita, one of the members of the shul, mentioned something to me 2 weeks ago after a vort that I said. And he told me I should look it up in Rav Palm's sefer, which I didn't have, which he brought to me. And Rav Palm says, Noach invented the plow. That Rashi says. I did not know. Rav Palm quotes from Medrash that says, not only did he invent the plow, he also invented the scythe. Because prior to those inventions, if a person wanted to plant a field of wheat, first he had to tear down trees without an axe. They used ropes. They used animals. They used their bare hands. Then they had a plant. How did they plant? By digging in the ground with their fingers. And then when the wheat came up, they had to rip out each one individually from the ground. Noach did them an incredible teva. He invented the plow, the scythe to cut the wheat, and the axe to cut the trees. You like that? The Reshiva Shlita Shebizech Rufu Shleim Esai Shachal Yisrael said in the Shmuz many, many years ago that Noach's invention then was given a blessing. And the blessing was that the thorn stopped coming up with wheat. And he explained that the reason for this bracha was because since Noach did it L'Shem Shemayim, so he did L'Hatova, he did it to further the goodness of mankind, so he was Zeicha, that a bracha of Toiva came down to the world. What was the Toiva? That the Kreitz V'Dadar, that the threshing, which normally took place with the wheat, that took place with thorns and thistles, the thorns and thistles now were gone. He did a Toiva, got a Toiva. What happened? As a result of that, there was a lot of free time. Beforehand, to plant with your fingers, cut down trees with ropes, harvest with your hands to make a loaf of bread. It took you a lifetime. It was extra time. Gold thing. What did they do with the extra time?
You got drunk. You drank and you got drunk.
The extra time, says Rav Palm Zatzal, from the end of Bereishis to the beginning of Noach, they got involved in Arayis. They got involved in Avodah Zarah. They got involved in Geneva. And what happened?
World destroyed.
So the first invention, not chronological order, going backwards chronologically, the first invention, which was the ability to invent bricks, what did they create? Dora Flog. What did the second invention create?
Second invention.
Going back chronologically, we were speaking, what did the plow create? The marble. Rav Palm Zatzal says, not that he was old, not that he was alive then, and he said obviously he remembered and met people that in the United States of America, in the beginning of the 20th century, the labor unions fought, and they created a 5-day work week, a 40-hour week, instead of 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, right? You know what Rav Palm said? You know what he said? What did he say, Rav Palm?
What
was the result?
That extra hours will be used in a bad way.
What happened? What happened?
Prohibition? I don't know.
No, more
what
crime.
Happened was?
More crime.
Crime rate went up. Yeah. Crime rate went up. The crime rate went up. They started less working time, the crime rate went up. That's what Palm Zatzal says.
More people making
it wasn't a bad idea. Inventing bricks was not a bad idea. Inventing the axe was not a bad idea. Inventing the plow was not a bad idea. Making a work was not a bad idea. That was a result. Then I came across a third thing. What was the third thing? Third thing was the invention of Adam Rishon. What was the invention of Adam Rishon? It says in the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Nun Dalman Aleph that we make a bracha, borei, maorei, when? Why? Why?
Because Adam discovered fire at that time.
Adam discovered fire at that time. Goldstein knew Eloi. Now the Gemara says, I know you can tell to us by heart, but you're just controlling yourself. The Gemara says that really, fire, should really have been made on Erev Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to be made on Matzoi Shabbos by Adam, me'en dugma. He was a creator like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a creator. He took two stones, put them together, and made fire. Adam Rishon made fire. Is that true? Is that true? That's what Gemara says. Did Adam Rishon make the fire?
He discovered. He made a fire.
Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed Adam to make fire. Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed Adam to make fire. Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed Adam to make fire. It's unbelievable. Last week in Chicago, an Assyrian, not a Syrian, an Assyrian, ASS. Why? An Assyrian. Met a prominent young Jewish Talmud Chacham in our city and said to him, the Jews made a mistake. They believe Abraham was the father of monotheism. It's not true. Asher was. Because when Nimrod was convincing the world to build Migdal Babel, right, the Dor HaFlagah, Asher took his sons away. May Asher Yotza. Asher left. Then it says in the Pasuk, Ninveh. So this Assyrian then said, and when you break the cup under the chuppah, is it not because you want to remember Ninveh that was destroyed? Now, you know what his mistake is? Besides everything else, Asher was also not the first monotheist. And we never say that Avraham Avinu is the first monotheist. The first monotheist was Adam, Harishon. And then Noah. Avraham Avinu said,
Avraham was the first monotheist.
We say Avraham Avinu restarted monotheism. He did not start monotheism.
But Avraham Avinu spread.
Noah was a monotheist. He was not an Eved Avodah Zarah. Mishu Selach was not. Shem and Eva were not. Adam was not. However, says the Maalbim, that after the Dor HaFlagah, the Shem Hashem was Nishtakech Me'olam. God's name was forgotten in the world. Avraham Avinu brought it back. If you take the invention of the bricks and you use it to rebel against God, you take the invention of the plow and you use it to rebel against God, Adam Rishon made fire. No, he didn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the ability to make fire. And you know what we do? We all swing. What do? We make a bracha.
Right.
What's the pshat in the bracha? What's the pshat in the bracha?
Well, we're getting hana from the fire.
Hey, what's the pshat?
We're using it.
Huh? I'm just reading. Read the English. What does it say?
It creates the illumination of the fire.
Creates the illumination of fire. Listen to this. What is Matzei Shabbos? Beginning of?
The new week.
Beginning of the new week. Beautiful. What happens at the beginning of a new week? What do people normally do? They go back to work. What happens before they go back to work? They say to themselves, what? This week, I'm going to what?
Make money.
I'm going to make $1,000,000. I am so good. I am so smart. I am so incredible. I'm going to make $1,000,000. I'm going to pull off this deal. I'm going to pull off that deal. I'm going to do this way. I'm going to do that way. I'm going to make $1,000,000. And when they make $1 million, what do they say?
I want to make two nets.
No. When they make $1 million, you know what the first thing they say is?
I do.
I made $1 million. I. Now, in truth, when you drive over the Verrazano Bridge, which can contain thousands of cars at the same time,
assuming
anybody figure out how in the world you can hold it up, how in the world did they make it, who in the world made it, what happened to it, how did it come about? The Verrazano Bridge. Pella. Absolute Pella. Verrazano Bridge. Pella.
It fell from the sky. Right?
No, the Verrazano Bridge was created because, don't you know, there was a boat going through the Verrazano Straits and was hit by lightning, and right, and it turned into the Verrazano Bridge, right? As we talk about Sunday night, right?
Yeah,
that's
the
Verrazano Bridge.
Yeah.
About it, especially how the Verrazano Bridge was made.
Yeah,
Now listen here.
Makes sense.
Space shuttle, aircraft carriers, brain surgery. Incredible. A Jew makes a bracha on Matzai Shabbos. You listening to me? A Jew makes a bracha Matzai Shabbos. You know what he says? What does he say? Bore? You know what he says? He says, man created fire through God. And you know what he does? That's how he starts off his week. Because now he's tempted to say, I made $1 million. Jews! Klal Yisrael, hold up a candle on Matzai Shabbos and we say, Baruch Abba, Blei Kodesh Chol Ben Olo Chayshu Ben Yisrael Amin. You know what the difference is between us and everybody else? We say Baruch Meiresh. We say Baruch Meiresh. The Dor HaMabul blew it. The Dor HaFlaga blew it. Asher blew it. Everybody blew it. Only one people maintained it. Only Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov who say Baruch Meiresh, that Adam created fire through HaKadosh Baruch. Come Thursday night. Talk about the whole thing. Let's talk about the whole bracha of Baruch Meiresh. I'm giving shiur on it for the last week, and I'm giving shiur again this Thursday night. They had a whole shiur on Baruch Meiresh, but I got into the whole issue of Ner Abdullah. Unbelievable. Can we all open up the Siddurim, please? Open up to Adon Olam. Open up to Adon Olam.
We're not doing Ashrei now tonight.
I'm doing Ashrei.
Okay,
we're not here at the beginning. It's all right. I said we're changing a little here.
Right,
okay, thank you. Adon Olam. Do you remember what we said about Adon Olam when we started this year? Adon Olam.
Yeah, it was where you told your daughter.
Yeah, the Rav Schwab.
Now hang on here. Adon Olam, Zucker Schwab Zatzal. Who Kaylee? B'chai Goyali. What, he's my God? That was a Schwab's kasha. My God. Who Kaylee? Possessive form, personal possessive form. My God. What does it mean? What does it mean? My God. What's the answer? What's the answer?
It has to be.
He's my God also. I'm allowed to say he's my God. I have a unique relationship with Hashem. He's my God. He's my God. Hashem li v'lo ira. We'll get to the Schwab's mice in a moment with my daughter. Hashem li v'lo ira. Hashem li v'lo ira. You're allowed to see those words. You're allowed to see those words. And the Pirish Siach Yitzchak on the Goin Siddur says that we start Shemon Esrei with the Lashon Hashem. Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, which means my Adon. Adon Olam is my Adon. The master of the universe is my master. My master.
That's a lesson they use with the Malachim.
That's right. My master. My master. Then we went to Yigdal. And we said Yigdal has 13 stanzas. Keneged the Yud Gimel Ikriv. So Rambam explains that the entirety of Yigdal is connected the beliefs of Christianity and Islam. Right? Remember? Yigdal Nimsov Yenes Ani Mamed.
It's based on the Rambam, though, right?
That's right. Echid Vien Yochid, Hu Yochid Vien Yechidus Kamayu B'Shem Panim. Eino Gup. Everything connected Yoshka, connected Mahmad, the whole thing. Connected Yigimel Ikrim. And then we said, which is connected Christian theology that say that the neshama was tainted. We believe that the neshama was not. And then we said that that's how a Jew goes to work. he makes a declaration. And what's his declaration? Before I go into the non-Jewish environment, my declaration is what? That I am different. Davening, Rabbi say. I don't know if this is exactly what I was trying to, which I saved 3 weeks to say here and share tonight or not, but this is what I want to tell you tonight. And listen carefully to what I'm saying. Davening is not, this we know already. Thank you, I just remembered. Davening was not your bracha. Davening is not reciting words that we have to figure out what the translation is, which is why we're in shir. Davening is a declaration. It's a declaration. And the declaration is that I have a relationship with you, Hashem, and I want to have a relationship with you, Hashem, and a principal came to me and said to me, davening is still boring, even after having English translations. And I told them my line, the line that we always use, that I never learned how to
davening.
I only learned how to
read.
And I told them that. And he said, now we do know how to, what the words mean, and it's still boring. I told him, bring me into the classroom. Bring me in. Principal of a very prominent school said, bring me in. I want to tell the kids that they got to be excited about davening because we're saying they were Jews. And we're saying we have a relationship with the Bayre.
Did it work? Did Rob go?
I didn't go yet. Hashem Lee. He's mine. I have a relationship with him. And before the Jew gets up in the morning and goes to work, he starts up and says, Adon Olam, you can fight the Yetzer Hara that way. You can break down that the Sutton can't be a Katrig because you're going to say, Adon Olam Hashem Malach Matanim Kol Yetzir Nivra. Lee, Shali, Shali, God's mine. We're so caught up in it. We don't even, Baruch Hashem, we're better. We're getting better because of this year. Prominent person came to me and I told him, it's only because of this year I'm telling you I'm excited about davening. And even me, with the rushing in the morning and this and that, you know, it was 2 weeks a year I go davening at a back porch in a field, and I told you when I got back from vacation, and I didn't see one human invention. All I saw was the sky, and I could talk to Hashem as long as I wanted to. Davening took his zimba for 45 minutes. Says in Eliyahu Rabbah, we just read at the beginning of Shir, if you say, I don't love a kavana. You know what we always do, Rabbi Yisai? We always do that. We just don't know about it. We make a declaration of Matzoy Shabbos to begin our week by saying we're going back to the work week. There's no I. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, through me. Through me. I was zoiche to be a facilitator to do the Ratzon Hashem by him giving me the ability to invent fire or to make $1 million and then do what with it? Buy a yacht. Unbelievable. Koyach of tefillah. So my grandson calls me up and he's all scared. They had a conference call for all the parents, the anxiety of the kids in Lakewood. Incredible anxiety. Anxiety. So my son told my wife that I saved the day. Because I told my grandson, say the words. Hashem leave lo yira. Her Schwab say chatzadik kodesh tabacha. I use his words again. It helped Machamel. Hashem leave lo yira. Hashem is mine. He's mine. I don't owe Lom. If I'm willing to say he's mine, he's my master. Not that I own him, chas v'sholem. Or not that I make him obsolete, chas v'sholem. Or not that I say, those rules don't... Pardon the sophisticated language. Hashem, leave lo yira. Hashem, leave lo yira. That's what we're doing here, Rabbi Yisrael. We're learning how to daven, the essence of what davening means. It's so exciting. Friday night, we have the permission to say, that's why I get so excited. We have the permission to say, L'cha Dodi, come my beloved. We're talking to Hashem. Come with me, my beloved. L'cha Dodi, let us go together, my beloved. L'cha, not stam words. Let's go be mekabel the Shabbos together. We, it's a pella. Chododi, come my beloved who, what? What are we saying? Now that we translate the words, let's think about them. That's the next step. Everybody say, I can't thank you enough. Let's learn to daven. Let's learn to daven. That's what we're trying to do here. Everything we do, boirei ma'irei ha'esh, adoin olam and yigdal and alakai neshama, and if I stay tzach ma'ida ani, everything, the whole thing, that's what we're trying to do. I don't know the schus I have to learn Torah with all of you. It's unbelievable.